London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer. Drink different, drink responsibly.
Hello.
Hello, beautiful girl. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see you.
It's good to see you looking fresh for someone that's no doubt not been outside very much lately.
I have not. But, you know, had to try, put a little makeup on for you.
I didn't do the same for you. But you know what? It's nighttime and I'm not famous, so I don't have to put on makeup. I'm not cheap. That's your job. So many things to talk about with you because you are having, the moment of all moments. We'll start with the Brits. Okay. So, first of all, you open the damn things. Second of all, you win.
I won. How stupid.
Was it the best day of your life, do you think?
It's one of the best days of my life for sure. I mean, That's it. That was the best day ever.
And the choreography, you were like, you were so confident, you were like, duh, duh, duh.
That was it.
Yeah, thank you.
You can do it.
And like all the people, and you were just like so confident. How do you get that confident?
It's taken a lot of practice. You can be confident at home, but preparing yourself for what it's like, you know, going out and doing live television at one of the most important award shows.
In front of a room of professionals.
Right. It's a lot. It was a lot. And I felt like I was nervous in the day, and I remember the moments before it started shooting, and that was it, you know, the last time you're ever going to perform that song that way. And I was just like, you know what? Like, I've prepared. I deserve to be here.
Amen.
Like, I'm just going to have fun. And it was so much fun. I think it's like one of the most fun, like, electric performances I've ever, like, experienced on stage.
So cool. And then it was your birthday the next day.
And then it was my birthday. Yeah, we got to midnight and it was my birthday. And it was kind of too much. Like, by the end of my birthday, I was just like, I have to go take a really long nap. don't contact me for 23 to 24 hours. You know.
That's totally fair. Well, you deserve all of life's goodness. I mean, you're so talented. You are doing it. It's amazing to watch. And you haven't set a foot wrong so far. So it's not like you're just, you know, sitting around doing nothing. You're working your ass off. So you should win a Brit, Mabel.
Thank you. Do you know what? Yes, I have been working my ass off.
Yes.
I intend to continue to do so.
None of this BS, I'm just lucky. No, women like need to do what you're doing. No, yes, I worked hard. I earned this award. Yeah. I earned my success. Now, so you're coming out here with one of our favourites, old mate Stylesy. I mean, what a duo. No one's saying no when Harry Styles calls up and goes, "Hi, mate. Won't come to Australia with me." We love Harry, so I can imitate.
How did you say no to that?
He's
the loveliest guy. Like, isn't he just the loveliest guy?
Loveliest.
He's so down to earth and he's like funny and then just so talented.
Yes.
And I have so much respect for him as a person and as an artist. We've already been on tour together once, which makes this so much more fun.
Like,
we did a tour together, you know, back in, it must have been like 2018.
Yeah.
That was just so much fun. And like, you just don't know, because I hadn't met him before the tour, and like, he would come in every day to my dressing room and
honey.
It was just so lovely to me and like my whole team, and like his team are amazing, and like, so just, it's gonna be amazing. And to be able to, I love his album. So
how good is it? I mean,
like, what
can one so part good. Of him so, be bad? Like, come on, mate.
No, I don't think it's possible. So yeah, I'm just like excited to fangirl and listen to the songs every night as well. I'm gonna be there like,
I love you, Harry.
So
you know what you're in for, because a lot of people before they go to a like Harry Styles concert, they don't realize the loudness of the screaming.
It's like on a different level, and I've obviously like, you know, I've performed, I've supported a few people on tour, and I've done big shows, and like, but nothing can prepare you for a Harry Styles audience.
Ain't that the truth? There's just so much
so
love and excitement. Yeah, exactly.
So much love
and I love his music. It's not just all about like, I want to marry him.
No.
They just adore his music and what he stands for, which I think
really
is so
cool. He really is like a proper rock star though. Like, his performing is like out of this world.
Well, we saw the Brits performance, Mabel, so I mean, I don't want to say you'll be outperforming anyone, but I'm just saying, if you wanted to.
I'm bringing the sass down.
Yes. So wonderful. Well, we cannot wait to see you, darling girl. And we love Boyfriend. We love you. We're playing you every night, and we can't wait for November.
I can't wait.
And Honey says bye.
Bye, honey. You guys stay safe, please.
We will. Lots of cuddles for you guys too.
Lots of love.
Ash London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer? Drink different, drink responsibly.